Should You Neuter Your Human? A guest post by Toby the Blog Dog. Fred is pretty sure he'll be voted out during this round of Knucklehead's Blog Off, so when I caught him sobbing over his keyboard and clutching an empty fifth of Evan Williams, I told him to quit being such a pussy. He snapped his head up and screamed,
"Fuck you! I'd like to see if you can do any better."
I replied, "It should be whether, not if. Your usage is far too colloquial for a writer." He told me to go fuck my pillow. He gets that way when he's stressed. But I took him seriously. After he passed out, I tucked him in and sat down at his computer. I lit a cigarette, but Tessa had a shit fit. So here I am, trying to write, with a cold cigarette and an empty booze bottle in front of me. We'll see how it goes. I'd like to explain a few things about humans. They are a highly adaptive race, made up of two sexes, which more or less remain unchanged from birth to death. However, sexual reassignment has occurred in a small percentage of individuals throughout the 200,000-year history of the race. A recent upsurge in the number of transsexual humans may be attributable to their misunderstanding of basic grammar. Just as genetic mutations scramble genes, philosophical mutations scramble sexual identity. What am I talking about? In addition to being a highly adaptive species, they are also a highly sensitive species. For example, English-speaking humans are so sensitive about sex that they call it gender. Moreover, they have abandoned the neuter form of the third-person genitive pronoun his and replaced it with a peculiar binary his-her construction. A certain segment of English speakers resisted this trend for many years, but they finally became exhausted and went extinct, partly out of disgust, and partly because the newer members of the race didn't know the difference between a genitive and a gender anyway. I know what you're thinking. You're wondering, how could the contradistinctions between these prevailing hegemonies be rendered into some sort of epistemological homogeneity in praxis? Or even in theory, for that matter. Instead of answering, I prefer to negate the validity of the question. In other words, dogs don't give a fiddler's fuck which hegemony prevails. It's easy come, easy go to a dog. We leave it to you humans to compare your epistemologies at the urinal. We also find it amusing that you won't say the word castrate anymore. You call it neutering when you have our testicles surgically removed. But we aren't neutered. We're still male. You simply cannot bear the word castrate. So you use the wrong word. It's rather adorable, really. For the record, I still have my stones. If this blog entry helps Fred survive one more round of the blog off, perhaps he will abandon his thoughts of having me castrated. Just a thought. It's difficult for a dog to digest this silly human sensitivity. After all, we have been offended by the English word dog for 1,000 years. But do you hear us bitching? Of course not. We don't say anything. Why? Because it's just a word. So it's offensive. Big deal. I would tell you the dog word for human, but you couldn't bear it. Human race would be overcome with depression and forget to feed us if they knew our word for them. But it's just a joke. Nothing personal. Life is too short to go around offending the human race. I doubt that Fred will utilize these brief notes for his entry in Knucklehead's Blog Off. I distinctly heard him mumbling something about current events for this week's entry as I tucked him in bed. This entry is decidedly not a current event. I only tapped these thoughts into a document because I enjoyed the chance to pretend that someone cares what other races of mammals think of humans. Yes, you are a funny lot, and we love you very much, but for the love of God, don't let it go to your heads.